start off by talking about our season. And to me, this is an open and candid conversation. Our goal as an organization, and I will repeat it, I said it again this summer, and I will continue to say it, is to win championships, to be in the hunt on a consistent basis, and to win championships. We have not reached that level. We were within 46 seconds this past weekend of reaching an NFC North crown, which would have been a step in our effort to win championships. We failed in that attempt. As our fans are, we're upset, very disappointed, and we have to regroup and move forward because that is our goal. We're not happy being an 8-8 football team. There were a lot of highs. There were a lot of positives, and we'll talk about those. But there were lows, and we've got to figure out how to make more of those positive days so that we can continue on the road to our goals, which is to win a championship and championships. I'm proud of the fact that our team was able to handle the highs and lows. Extremely proud of that. We talked about the roller coaster aspect, but again, we have fallen short. So we're going to go through the course of an evaluation, and we're going to do it with a vengeance and with a sense of urgency to improve this team to get back on the track to reach our goals. The evaluation or assessment of our team has begun. We're going to continue that assessment until it's exhausted, until we are certain and sure the steps that we need to take and all aspects of our team to get back on the road to win championships. And I say team. I can't overstate that enough. We are not trying to build an offensive team or a defensive team or a special teams team. We are trying to build a team of excellence, a team that's together, that can win in all areas and help each other move forward. We did win 8 games this year. I will guarantee you that the offense, the defense, and the special teams were part of all 8 of those victories. We lost 8. I will guarantee you that our offense, our defense, and our special teams were all part of those losses. As we go through this evaluation, we were going to evaluate all aspects of our team. It's all out on the table for us to find ways to take positive steps to improve our football team, to, again, put us back on a road for championships. I want to review the positives, and then I'll talk to you about the areas that I feel like we have to improve in to get back on that road. Number one is we did win and lose as a team. And in that effort, we showed great resiliency as a group, bounce back. There's a core strength in our locker room. Our players believe in one another. They support one another. They hold each other accountable as our coaches hold our team accountable and themselves and myself accountable. We are a team. Very happy with the transition with Mark and his staff. You know, I laid out a number of parameters of what I was expecting out of a head football coach, and Mark has met all those parameters. He's an excellent teacher. He has excellence in his field as a head football coach, as an offensive coordinator, and someone directing the quarterbacks. He's been involved in all aspects of the team. He's an excellent administrator. He's extremely detailed and organized. And the area that I talked about last fall is that he is very transparent. When he talks to the media, he stands up and represents our team well. Like myself, you may not always agree with what I have to say or what Mark has to say, but we're willing to say it, and we're willing to have a conversation with the members of the media and our fans, and I'm very proud that Mark has done that and excels at it. Feel very good about the development of our O-line. We're going in the right direction. It's been 4 new members of that starting unit. They have worked together extremely well. They're gelling. They've made a lot of progress. The weapons that we have on our team are starting to accumulate, and we need to keep pushing that button. Okay. Martellus Bennett, Brandon Marshall, Alshon Jeffrey, Matt Forte, all key elements. Earl Bennett stepped up and had a number of key catches this year. We see a bright future for Marquise Wilson. That is a positive. Our penalty discipline is outstanding difference from one year to the next. Last year, we had 38 offensive line penalties. This year, we had 16. To me, that's 22 less sacks. That's 22 less negative plays. We are much more disciplined in all aspects. The one area of concern of penalties for us overall was special teams, and we'll get to that. There's been a leadership transformation in our team, obviously, because the team is different than it was a year ago. There's different members. I see each and every team is different because of the members that it encompasses. Obviously, we always do a comparison from one group to the other. But this team is very different from a year ago, and this team became different after the third game due to injuries as far as being the same team that we had in camp. But I did see a transformation in leadership, not only the improvements that I said that we talked about in terms of Jay. Josh was an outstanding leader. I saw leaders beyond Roberto develop on the offensive line. I saw Brandon Marshall take steps, big steps in towards his overall leadership. I saw Matt Forte being a better leader. I saw the leadership transfer on defense to Lance Briggs. He did an outstanding job. He had this group playing hard, fast, and physical the first three games of the season. And when he was hurt, he continued in that leadership role. He fully involved himself with our team in helping our young players. We dearly missed the on-the-field leadership of Charles Tillman after his injury. He's a physical, playmaking football player who the players greatly respect. All of his teammates respect him. And his loss had a significant impact on where we were at as a defense. DJ Williams came in and provided leadership in terms of his motor and his effort and his physicalness. Cannot understate when players make plays and they make impact tackles, impact plays on any side or area of the game, they become leaders. The pro football game is about talent, and playing together as a team and having weapons. And when the players that are playmakers make plays, they become leaders. And when DJ came in, as he was developing, I believe his last game he had 11 tackles, he had become a leader. We greatly improved in our midfield target and our ball distribution. I wanted to bring that up because it's something I talked about a year ago today. And that we needed to improve in this area for the reason that our quarterback needed more targets in an immediate area that he could count on so that when he did have pressure from the rush, he was able to place the ball in an area right in front of his eyes. And we greatly improved in that area. We improved in the return game as special teams. Our punt return and our kickoff return were dramatically improved from a year ago. Very happy with our UFA class, our unrestricted free agent class. I'm very happy and optimistic about the long-term future of our draft class. Areas of concern or areas that we have to get better at to get on track. And again, I look at our team from a team aspect, all areas. Offensively, we had a lot of improvement, and I know Coach will talk to you about, but we need to keep pushing that button. We need to keep rising our area. We cannot be satisfied where we're at. We have to keep pushing forward. Obviously, we need to improve as a defense. We had a lot of tough days defensively, and we had a tough season. There are no excuses for it. I know our fans are frustrated. I know everybody in this city is frustrated. This team is frustrated. I think Lance Briggs' comments yesterday, I listened to him, sounds like a very frustrated player who loves football and knows that there's a higher level of play that can be attained and is frustrated and angry about it. We share in that frustration and anger. We evaluate this team, we are going to evaluate all aspects, and all aspects are on the table to be evaluated. We're going to look at every aspect of our team and every aspect of our defense offense, and special teams. We want a physical, fast, playmaking defense, a defense that causes disruption. When I look at the season, I saw that in the first three games. After three games, we were eighth against the rush. We were 25th overall defensively, but the key part of that is we were creating turnovers. We were scoring defensively. There is no single more important part of defense than scoring. When the Chicago Bears have scored on defense from 2004 through the 2013 season, we have won over 85% of our games. To score on defense, you have to have playmakers and weapons. Through the first three games, we had that. We had a defense that was flying around the ball. We had a defense that was creating turnovers. We had a defense that was scoring. We had a defense that was being disruptive. The game plan going into Pittsburgh spelled that out. We were able to be creative because of the people that we had on the field. We created pressure with our linebackers and changed it up on the Steelers because of who we had on the field. We had weapons. We went through a period of injuries, and we had a dramatic drop-off. We went from 3.6 average against the rush to 4.3 through the third or the seventh game. We were still able to win another game. We were 4-3 at that point because we still won and lost as a team. As the season progressed and we had more injuries, we fell dramatically. At the end of the year, we averaged the last part of the season from the ninth game going forward was 6.4 yards per rush that our opponents had. We went from the beginning of the season of being a little over 20% per plays creating disruption against the pass, that when we first started having injuries, we were in the 15% range. There was a dramatic drop-off. So we're going to examine all aspects, but it starts with me. We had injuries. They are not an excuse. So for me, I have to look at, did we have enough depth to win football games? The answer is no. Okay. From a personnel perspective and from my perspective, I had not done enough to provide enough depth. We were at least one defensive lineman short at the tackle position going into the season for that fourth tackle. We felt like we had a tackle signed in Cedric Ellis. That did not work out. That's on me. The fact that we couldn't replace Cedric, that's on me. We didn't have enough pass rush from the outside or inside. We needed one more. Okay. David Bass came in here and did a very good job against the run, but he's a young rusher. Okay. We needed one more there. Needed another safety, okay, to provide competition to improve our group. That's on me. I selected Brandon Harden. Okay. I put that young man in a bad position to succeed. We moved him from a corner to a safety. And he wasn't able to make that transformation. And that's on me. That's on my evaluation. When we needed a pass rusher to step up, Shea contributed greatly in terms of our overall production. No matter how we shake out the stats as far as the importance of the person on the field to our pass rush, Shea was number one. But he did not have enough impact plays. Sacks are king. And Shea didn't have enough of those. So what we have to do with Shea is we have to find ways, when I'll talk about our overall defenses, find ways to use the unique talents and skills of the players that we have to put them in a better position to succeed. Putting them at defensive end, that's on me. Okay? Did I not give him the ultimate opportunity to succeed? He produced in a positive way, but the overall impact in the last two seasons has not been at a high enough level. I'm saying that. Shea would tell you that. We have to look at all the aspects of beyond the depth and the talent on the field at the time of the injuries happened. We have to look at how we moved forward as a defense. We did have some better days. We had some key stops. Without the defensive stops that we had, we would have not have beaten the Baltimore Ravens. That we had three key stops against the Dallas Cowboys, we would not have won that game without those stops. We had a key game overall defensively against Cleveland and some key stops. We would have not won that game without our defense. But we also had some tough days. We have to figure out and look and examine at all the aspects of our teaching and developing our young players so that when we have young players that have to step forward, and help us win games, that they're ready to go. We have to improve in tackling. We have to improve in communication on our defense. We have a lot of work to do, and as I said, that starts with me from the personnel aspect of it. It starts with our UFA market. It starts with our draft. I will guarantee you one thing, and I won't get into specifics in terms of who we're going to pick up on UFA or who we're going to draft. I will just tell you we're going to be a younger defense because the draft will be focused in that area. We're going to do all we can to get on the road to win championships, and to do that, you continue to find weapons and playmakers. That is the blueprint that when I walked in here that I expressed offensively. Number one thing, we have to provide weapons for our quarterback. That is why Alshon Jeffrey was picked over an offensive lineman. Okay? We developed the offensive line. Defensively, to me, it's not about is it D-line, linebacker, safety, or corner. It's about finding the best playmakers, the guys, the players that can make a dynamic difference to our defense. To do what? Number one thing is score. Number two thing is to create turnovers. Number third thing is to cause disruption to the opposing quarterback. When we announced Mark's hiring, we said the number one thing is that Mark is seeing the game through the lens of the quarterback, both offensively and defensively. He understands the game through that lens. We have to create more confusion pre-snap and more disruption post-snap on the opposing quarterback. And again, that starts from a personnel perspective. It also starts from the urgent and thorough evaluation of all other aspects of our defensive team. We need to be more consistent on special teams. We did improve in the return game, both punt and kick returns. However, we fell back on coverage, punt coverage and kick coverage. We did improve in kick coverage in terms of the number of times we pinned our opponent inside the 20. We improved in that area, but there was a fall off in our kick and punt coverage, and there was a fall off in our penalty discipline. Again, we are committed to building a championship team. I know that we're on the right track to do that. That starts with evaluation, and that started today and last week with the signings that we make. We have a lot of players up. It starts with the being thorough, making the right decisions, taking the right positive steps on players and every aspect of our team. I was in Atlanta as the college director and experienced the feeling of what it was like to lose your star quarterback and Michael Vick in a very difficult situation. In Atlanta, we lived in a fishbowl for about 7 or 8 months. We didn't produce as a team. We lost our head coach during the season. I know what adversity is and understand how you bounce back. You bounce back by evaluating your team thoroughly and doing everything in a smart, productive way, taking positive steps and doing it with urgency and having a personal vengeance to getting it done. And we have that. In Atlanta, it came down to simple things. I knew in my heart that our team was a lot better than it was being perceived. That team, after everything that happened, was predicted to be the worst team in the NFL. Well, that team happened to go to the playoffs the next year. So can you have a one-year turnaround in your direction? You certainly can. Pick the right quarterback, brought in the right free agent running back. That team had a good, solid defensive nucleus. And they moved forward. That's where I see the Chicago Bears. We're 8-8. It was a roller coaster. We're not happy about it. But there were positives. This team was within 46 seconds of winning the NFC North crown, of taking a positive step, and those steps can be done moving forward through the process that we're doing right now.